Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, right out of the gate, no man, despite his position in life, politician, pastor, in this case, a cop, is above putting on that mask if it comes to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every man is capable of putting on that mask once the woman he's involved with has gone over a certain line. But hey, these women truly do not understand. They don't care. They think they're invincible. But guess what? They're wrong. Now, this article was sent to me by Jay White, and it was published on the 4th of April. Former Alabama cop indicted for terminating his girlfriend and their unborn child. Yeah, this is a long one. So, of course, I gotta cut it down for time. A former cop in Alabama was indicted on 3 counts of capital offlining for allegedly terminating his pregnant girlfriend and their unborn child that they had reportedly already named. The capital termination charges against former Huntsville police officer David McCoy, 29, included one for allegedly shooting dead 26-year-old Courtney Spraggins in her car outside his apartment on January 7th, 2022, and another for allegedly terminating her and her unborn baby, and a third for terminating a child under 14, also referring to the woman's fetus. Wow. So basically, they gave him 2 charges for taking a kid offline. Ah, that whole early termination argument. You see how sometimes they want to say, oh, the child's not even a person, when it suits them, talking about women. However, now in a situation like this, they're saying, oh, the child is a child now, so that life was taken. Which is it, people? Which is it? Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The next hearing in the case was scheduled for Thursday. Spraggins, who was 7 months pregnant and a mother of 2 children when she died, maintain a long-distance relationship with McCoy until her death in January of 2022, traveling from North Carolina after the pair met on Tinder, according to Law and Crime. So this guy was definitely an idiot for being with a single mother who already had 2 kids, then knocking up said single mother. Yeah. Not very bright of such a man. McCoy was engaged to another woman when he was scheduled to marry in April when he allegedly shot Spraggins, according to testimony from Special Agent Brittany Hayes with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, according to WGNO. To her knowledge, she said, Spraggins was unaware of McCoy's other relationship. So basically, he knocked up the side chick. That right there is extremely stupid. But as we all know, a lot of men, myself included, have done stupid things when it comes to women. Hayes said in court that McCoy saw Spraggins as a threat to his planned marriage and livelihood. Once again, this guy should have made crystal clear his intentions for her. If she was just going to be a jump off, he should have put that forward and let her decide her position. And if she decided she wanted to be that jump off, she should have played her position. Man, what happened to the good old days when side chicks knew they were side chicks and they didn't try to mess up the main relationship? Man, I tell you, women nowadays. But hey, social media, regular media, all women think that just because they have that axe wound between their legs, that they are worth more than what they are. After kicking his pregnant girlfriend out of his house on December 17th of 2021, Huntsville police said in a press conference, McCoy eventually told her to return so he could care for her. Once again, telling women what they want to hear to get a result. Instead, prosecutors said he fatally shot her on January 7th of 2022. Spraggins' car was parked with all of her belongings, WGNO reported, suggesting that she was moving in. Once again, do not let these women move in. Do not move in with them. The former cop was off duty at the time of the shooting, which meant he actually was still a uniformed officer when he decided to put the mask on. Well. Once again, this goes to show you, any man, once that woman becomes a bane in his life, can decide to put on that mask. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, she got taken down outside of his house, so I gotta give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol, gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 15 because he was an active duty cop at the time. And for the brutality factor, gotta give this one a 5 too. So David, the death dealer, McCoy, gets a score of 30. Once again, gentlemen, let me reiterate. No man is above putting on that mask, no matter what his position is in life. Oh, yeah. But hey, as much as we try to tell women the truth about things, they still don't want to believe it. Now, this guy was definitely dumb as fuck for a hell of a lot more reasons. Meets a single mother on Tinder. Knocks up a single mother on Tinder. She says, oh, I'm going to weaponize this baby, more than likely, to try to force you into a relationship with me, along with my 2 kids, more than likely. She moves to where he is. So, if she was able to do all of this, then obviously the question that I would have is, where are the other one or possibly other baby daddies of hers? Yeah. Honestly, I don't care. But still, that just makes for a whole lot of questions that would not be answered. But hey, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article, because believe you me, there's more, a whole lot more that you will find interesting in this particular case. Let me know what you guys think. And women who end up being side chicks for guys, you need to understand, just by trying to have a baby and baby trap a man, no. The power you think you have in that mindset of the baby trap, that's definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that if you do trap a man with a baby, he's going to mysteriously just fall in love with you and you're going to ride off into the sunset. Yeah, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, women who do this, they truly become the bane of that man's life. And we all know what happens when a woman becomes the bane of a man's life that she's in a relationship with. He might end up going into that cage. She's definitely going into that pine box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.